It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Nick Tatton, and today we're going to talk all about the Notre Dame St. Patrick's Day corned beef dinner. This always happens every year right after the end of the St. Patrick's Day parade. This year will be no different. It's going to be on March 18th. It'll start at noon and run until about 8 o'clock. You're going to get corned beef and cabbage. You're going to get hot dogs and burgers for the kids. You know, some baked goods, fun games, silent auction, all kinds of fun stuff going on up there at the Notre Dame Hope Center. Nick, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, I appreciate you having me out. This is always a great thing to talk about, and we're excited to have it coming up again.
So let's dive into this. Before we got on, we were talking about the fact that this, you said, has been going on for about the last 12, 15 years.
I'd say pretty regular for 12, 15 years, something that a lot of us are real proud to be a part of. I think it's been a great thing for Notre Dame. A lot of fun in the community, and what better community to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in than Price, Utah, right?
That's absolutely correct. So once again, there is, this is actually kind of a fundraiser for the church and your various charities and things like that, isn't it?
Sure. So the proceeds from the day with the lunch and everything will go to needs that the church has, worn out equipment, religious education needs, some charitable giving that the church does, as well as they do like to return some of the money that's raised into other groups in the community that meet their mission. And so that's really fun to see, and I'm proud that they do that every year and do scholarships, do equipment, do charitable giving. And then, you know what, the biggest thing is we have a lot of fun. Great corned beef lunch, corned beef and cabbage lunch, traditional that way. The burgers, the hot dogs, of course, green beer, if you can get past the look of it, it tastes the same. And the games, the fun, a great day. We'll be there from noon right after the parade's over up at the Notre Dame Hope Center, 2nd North and Carbon Avenue, up through about 8 o'clock until we run out of corned beef to serve everybody. We'll be doing dine-in, of course. You know, we had a little interruption with COVID like everybody, but dine-in, a lot of to-go orders. All you have to do is phone that in or swing by and pick it up, and we'll take good care of you.
And once again, it's such a tradition. Of course, you can't have St. Patrick's Day without having corned beef and cabbage, and Notre Dame has turned this into such a great tradition. Everybody is almost to the point now where once that parade ends, there's just a line of cars that go up to the Hope Center there at Notre Dame. So you've got us trained really well as far as that is concerned.
We start cooking a day and a half and start prepping well in advance, because it is fun, and it's fun to have that big line of people and the support, and the tradition of it's what I really like.
And once again, this is going to happen on March 18th, as soon as the parade is over. Starts at noon, goes until 8 o'clock, and go up and make a day of it. It's for the whole family, isn't it?
Yeah, come out for lunch, come back for dinner. We'll be there all day. It'll be a lot of fun, and given the weather, there's been a little bit questionable later in the spring this year for us. A good indoor activity, since outdoor activities probably won't be really ready to go quite yet.
Well, we're hoping for a good outdoor activity day on the parade.
Yes, we are. We're hoping for a nice day that day, but with the snow sticking around a little late this year, might be a good way to get people out and maybe get away from the cabin fever of being cooped up all winter a little bit. Have some fun, a great lunch, and we have a lot of fun preparing it and taking care of the community that way.
All right, so there, you guys have just, locked everybody's March 18th in. Go to the parade, and then right after the parade, head on up to the Hope Center for corned beef and cabbage, games, a silent auction, baked goods. You can't have a thing going on at Notre Dame without baked goods.
No,
you gotta have them.
Yeah, so, and get there quick, because, a few of us get in there and see what's there ahead of time and, start making our purchase a little early to make sure we're sugared up all day.
Yeah, they just don't last long.
No.
So head on up there after the parade on March 18th. It's going to be a lot of fun at the Notre Dame Hope Center. It's the corned beef dinner, and, of course, they're taking care of the kids, the whole family, up there starting at noon and going until 8 o'clock that night. All right, Nick, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
All right. Hey, thanks, Dave. We'll see you at corned beef dinner, huh?
I'll try. We'll see what I can do. All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.